From his earliest drinking experiences as a young soldier at a party during World War I, Bill Wilson of East Dorset, Vermont, recalled getting thoroughly drunk. The next time or two, he passed out completely. Thus began his ride on the wild horse of alcoholism. He pledged to his increasingly anxious wife, Lois, and to himself that he would quit, yet over and over, Bill would drink again. The downward spiral of these repeated relapses endangered his health, wrecked his finances, shattered his self-confidence, and drove him to the edge of bewilderment. But Bill Wilson eventually discovered a formula for addiction recovery that would truly change the world.
Now, people had known for centuries that once an alcoholic, what they called an alcoholic, started drinking, he couldn't stop. Wilson's brilliant insight, in my opinion, was that's not the problem for an alcoholic, stopping once they start. The problem for an alcoholic is, why do you pick up a drink when you've got no booze in your body? Why do you pick up the first drink? It doesn't make any sense.
That's Bill S. of Fairfield, Connecticut. He uses only his initial when speaking publicly about Alcoholics Anonymous in accordance with AA's tradition of anonymity. Bill is a dealer in rare books and an author now writing a history of AA. He's maintained continuous sobriety for over 30 years and has pondered the mystery of alcoholic denial.
Every time you pick up a drink, you get fired, your wife throws you out of the house, you have car accidents, you hurt yourself. There's nothing but problems. You know it. You've sworn on Bibles, I'm never going to drink again. Why, when you got no booze in your body, do you pick up the first drink? Wilson was very clear that we have these alcoholics, have these blank mental spots where no matter what happened before, no matter what we said, no matter what we promised, we pick up a drink. And once we pick up the first drink, then we're dead.
Now, when you're an active alcoholic, you're on the wrong train, going down the wrong track, in the wrong direction, making all the wrong stops. And to wrench your life over to a life of sobriety and get on the right track, going in the right direction, making all the right sober stops, is a very difficult thing to do.
Alcoholics are up against the formidable foe of addiction. It's described in AA literature as cunning, baffling, and powerful. As one alcoholic told me, other people think you're doing it, but to the alcoholic, it feels like it's being done to you. And this exasperating pattern rarely yields to simple willpower. Until the mid-1930s, drunkards were widely written off as incurable and tragic. But 8 decades ago, Alcoholics Anonymous was born. Tens of millions of people in utter despair have since found relief. Keith Humphreys, professor of psychiatry at Stanford University, has studied why AA works.
Well, it has a lot of the things in it that we know changes human behavior. A group who supports and models change. I mean, anybody who...